is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hello, everybody. I am the Celebrity Mini. I'm inviting you. Well, no, I'm not inviting you. I'm welcoming you to another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. Still, the only show on the internet that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. We've got some interesting people in this week's roundup. A couple of them you've never heard me mention before, ever, in the entire history of the report. I will start off with one of those people that I've never mentioned, Glenn Campbell. I'm sure you know that he just transitioned to the next world last week. Glenn Campbell, if you only knew him from his TV show where he was kind of a... Yeah, I shouldn't say that. He wasn't really like that, but he was kind of a, you know, innocuous kind of, you know, country nice guy person. He was extraordinarily talented. Before he was famous as a solo performer, he played with a very legendary group of musicians that called themselves the Wrecking Crew, and they were the backup musicians on literally probably 100 or more big hits over the years. And they were essentially anonymous to the public, and he did that very well before he launched his solo career. He was, of course, a guitar player, a singer, a songwriter. And in the last several years on the earthly plane, he had Alzheimer's, which is, that's a really sad thing. And he had a farewell tour, and then he passed away, and now he is in the next world. As you would expect, there was a great big crowd to greet him when he walked out onto the presentation stage that they have there for celebrities. And I'm told he looked really happy, considering that he is now passed having Alzheimer's. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I'd be happy if I was past that thing, too. So he started speaking to the crowd, and people were super receptive and hanging on his every word. And then suddenly, the music from probably his biggest hit, Rhinestone Cowboy, began to play over the public address system. And he was, of course, taken by surprise because he had not asked for that to happen. And he turned around, and Johnny Carson walked out on stage. Now, I tried to find this on YouTube, and I couldn't find it. Maybe you'll have better luck. But back in, I guess it was the 70s, Johnny Carson did a bit where he kept saying, one of these days I should come out, you know, in a Rhinestone Cowboy outfit and sing the song. And they kind of dragged that out. And then eventually he did in this very over-the-top, ridiculous cowboy outfit. And he sang the song, and it was, you know, a big hit, and everybody laughed. Well, he did that at Glenn Campbell's reception into the afterlife. Walked out and did that, and Glenn, I'm told, was doubled over in laughter, as was the crowd. So it was a really happy, happy arrival for Glenn Campbell to the afterlife. All right, this is a person that we got a question about on the Celebrity Afterlife Hotline, which you'll hear the number for at the end of this program, or if you're watching it on YouTube, you'll see the number on your screen. I can just tell you what it is. It's 818-3-MY-DREAM, 818-369-3732. Anyway, it concerns avant-garde composer John Cage. And by the way, this call came to us from somebody at our Los Angeles radio affiliate, K Chung, AM 1630. They want to know what avant-garde composer John Cage is up to in the next world. Well, he's been there for some time now. I actually met John Cage back in the 80s, I guess it was. The 70s, actually, in New York City at the 92nd Street YMCA, which is famous for having a lecture series. And he gave a talk there, and I walked up to him afterwards. And the funny part was, he was talking to somebody else, a friend or someone he hadn't seen in a while, before he turned to me, and, you know, I had a book, and he signed it. He actually gave that person his phone number. So as soon as I walked away, I wrote the number down on the inside flap of the book. So I actually had John Cage's phone number for a while. Anyway, the question is, what is he doing? If you're not familiar with him, he's a fascinating guy to look into. Look him up on Wikipedia. John Cage, C-A-G-E. Very, very interesting guy. Did not compose using normal techniques. He would use like the I Ching, which is a Chinese sort of oracular thing, you know, that will tell you your fortune. And he would determine numbers from that, and the numbers would determine what notes he wrote on the score, that kind of thing. His most famous piece is a thing called 4:33, 4 minutes and 33 seconds. It's for solo piano player, or I'll get back to that. The pianist comes out, sits down at the keyboard, and then proceeds to not play a note. Plays nothing. But at a couple of spots in the performance, they shut the lid over the keyboard and open it up again at specified time coordinates. And then after 4 minutes and 33 seconds, they stand up and take a bow. And the idea was that the music is the sounds that happen in the concert hall. The audience shifting in their seats, if somebody coughs, if there's a police siren outside the window, that's the music. Well, Mr. John Cage is currently touring. This is my favorite story in a long time. He is touring, playing some of his compositions with a full orchestra, and most of his things do involve notes. But for the finale or the encore piece, the entire orchestra performs 4:33. They all sit there and don't play for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. And apparently among the people who go to see Mr. Cage, they love it. They absolutely love it. They look forward to this. I understand he gets a standing ovation every single night. He's playing in large concert halls all over the afterlife. You know, takes all kinds. All right, I told you there'd be people we'd never mentioned before, and that was Glenn Campbell and John Cage. Now we do have to talk about some people we have talked about. I'm sorry. How it is. All right, that comedy superhero movie Gilda Radner has been working on for a while that she's starring in, it has gone on an unexpected hiatus. In other words, they have shut down production. I've asked my sources, what's the deal? They said they're not entirely sure, but it appears to be something of a personal nature. In other words, it's not a technical thing. It's not related to the script or anything like that. Seems to be something going on of a personal nature. Now, does that involve Gilda? I don't know. Who does it involve? I don't know, but I'm trying to find out. There are rumors swirling. Somebody must know, but they're not talking. But one story says that Gilda and her afterlife husband, who she was also married to for a time prior to her transition on the earthly plane, Gene Wilder, the story goes that they were seen arguing in public recently, but that isn't confirmed. Now, even if it was true, does that have anything to do with the movie shutting down temporarily? Nobody knows, but I'm trying to find out. All right, last story. And this one is kind of in the rumor category. You remember Jean-Michel Basquiat, the artist, and Salvador Dali, also an artist. They had an idea for a movie to shoot inside iVironment, the indoor rain attraction originally built by Steve Jobs. Whole long story behind that that you can find in the past episodes of the report. Crazy movie involving a giant replica of the Sphinx that's made out of a kind of a translucent rubbery material. But it also has the face of Michael Jackson on it. Nobody knows what the hell the plot of this thing was supposed to be. They got way in over their heads. They are not filmmakers. So they brought in veteran director Stanley Kubrick, who did Dr. Strangelove, he did Paths of Glory, he did 2001, many, many great, great movies. And to get him, he insisted on 100% creative control, which they gave him because they really wanted him to come on board and kind of straighten things out. Well, ever since then, Mr. K has been moving things around and switching stuff up and hiring actors, and Basquiat and Dali are kind of on the outside looking in at their own movie. Okay, here's the latest wrinkle. Rumor has it, and I'm going to check on this too, is that he has fired them. He has fired Basquiat and Dali from their own movie. The rumor is they have no part in the movie anymore, allegedly because they have become giant pains in the ass to him. And since he has 100% creative control, he just said, I don't need them around. They're not in this thing. Screw them. And he kicked them out. And they're not even supposed to be on the set, which is really weird considering that the set is inside Environment, a thing that they operate. How does that work? Don't know. Is this 100% true? Don't know. Gonna find out. So if it's true, that's just another crazy wrinkle in this whole thing, in a story that has been just bonkers from start to finish. All right, that's it. That's all I got for you at the moment. I will be back next week, barring unforeseen circumstances, to bring you some more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebs. In the meantime, you can find this Michigas on iTunes. You can find it in the Google Play Store. You can even find it on YouTube. It's all over the place. And, of course, every Monday, you can hear it around lunchtime on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 in L.A., as I mentioned before. I hope you'll be here next week when I do this all over again. I am the Celebrity Medium. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.